Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher with my wingwoman,
Gloria Edson.
Okay, weather report. Let's look outside.
You know, it is an absolutely beautiful day here in Daytona Beach. The weather is perfect. Temperature is wonderful. We have a lot of bikers going on this week because it's bike week here in Daytona Beach. And couldn't ask for anything better.
Okay,
so
this is bike week, and you're right. Please be careful out there, folks. There's a lot of our biker friends driving around, and gotta really watch, check through three times. Hey, you know what? Another special day. What are we doing this afternoon? Gratitude for Latitude Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Goodness.
This afternoon from 12 to 4 o'clock, we will be out at Centennial Park, and we're going to have a little bit of a barbecue. We're going to be introducing our famous sun dogs. And somebody asked me, are they famous? I said, well, they're not famous yet, but they will be. It'll have some really, really good tasting sauce on them and stuff, and we're going to have a lot of fun out there. I don't know if you've been to Centennial Park, but they've got pickleball, they've got basketball, they've got baseball, they've got football, anything with the word ball in it, everything but Lucille Ball they have there.
And they also have a little
dog run.
Yeah, a little dog park, and they have a really cool path that takes you not only from the ocean to the river, but one that walks you through a wooded area that's absolutely beautiful.
And the best part about it is you can bring your dog as long as the owner of the dog is on a leash, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Don't leash the dog, leash the owner. But if dogs are tied together, they're all welcome. And it is kind of fun, man. You go out there and you see every type of dog, and I can't believe how friendly they are to each other. I wish humans were like that.
Yeah, they are, that's for sure.
Well, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support through the years, and particularly to our driver, Mr. Daniel Dye, racing for the Race to Stop Suicide, carrying the Solar Fit banner across the United States. Just came back from Las Vegas. He was out there this last weekend, and he did a great job. He had a wonderful job. Of course, he had the pole in Atlanta, which is pretty darn good, but he was up to, I think, sixth place in the race in Las Vegas, and gosh darn, you know, there's one thing you got to do with these cars is keep a little fuel in them, because they get really hungry toward the end of the race. But there's so much strategy involved. But anyway, we're very proud of him. He did a great job. And this next week, we're off to Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol Motor Speedway. This is like the coolest track ever if you've never been to it. Very, very high banks, very steep banks, short track racing, sometimes 3 to 4 wide, and it's something you can't miss. Probably you're not going to make it up there. If you are, we'll see you there. But if you're not, please tune in. I think ESP1 or Fox 1 or one of those sports networks will have it on. Just watch for that. Anyway, today we're going to do something a little bit different and a little special. I don't know if you're aware, but it's National Consumer Protection Week. And yesterday in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, the Attorney General Ashley Booty actually did a little press conference, and she was talking about protection, right, for consumers, and particularly when it relates to solar. So we wanted to jump on here and kind of give you some ideas on how you can protect yourself from scams. Now, we all know years ago we all heard about the gold rush, right, in California. Everyone's going to California because it's a gold rush. And, man, they came from all over. Yeah. They're kind of doing that in Florida now, right, Gloria?
Yes, they are.
They're coming from every part of the United States because they know Florida has an abundant amount of sunshine, and they know that the electric rates continue to increase. So the popularity of solar is off the charts.
Yes, right now we are considered the number one state that people are rushing to.
Sure. So I want everyone just for a moment to close your eyes, not if you're driving, please, but just think back when we had the hurricanes and there were some real issues in the roofing industry when people came into Florida basically to redo roofs or reinstall roofs. And we have a lot of really, really good quality roofers in this area, but it also brought a lot of suspect people in here. And it caused a substantial amount of damage to our consumer, our public, okay? What we want to do is we want to get ahead of this. We want to let you know what to look for if someone comes to, say, your door to solicit for solar. What should you look for? Okay, Gloria, now I'm going to ask you, okay, if somebody came and knocked on your door, what would you do?
Well,
talked about solar.
Initially, I probably wouldn't answer the door, but if I had to answer the door, I would, first of all, I probably look to see if they had like some type of logo on, maybe a lanyard, because that would identify the person, not necessarily, but I mean, there are a lot of scammers out there, so that might be a way that they could possibly get there, but I would definitely get some information. I wouldn't let them in, but I would maybe get some information from them.
Okay, well, that's pretty good advice. So unsolicited calls, emails, or knocks on the door, I think we all handle them in a little bit different way, but what I would do is try to be polite as possible and just request their business card and just say, let me do a little research on your company, and if I am interested, I will call you back for sure. And if for some reason they're hesitant to give you a business card or some kind of excuse were to pop up, that's a red flag. So that there are legitimate companies out there working in the industry for sure. And, of course, our job is to really protect the folks in our community, which basically we cover 7 counties, but Volusia and Flagler, St. John, most of our business is there. We want to make sure that those folks are protected. You are protected if you're listening in from those areas. So unsolicited calls, high pressure tactics too are all that's an issue, right? So if somebody says, "Listen, you need to sign today, or else, or you lose this, or you lose that." That's not good. That's a red flag. You know, if you have anything worth value and you can illustrate that to the consumer, then they'll make the decision that's right for them. But don't let anybody high pressure you into it. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, the threat of loss if immediate action is not taken is what they're talking about.
When that person comes to the door, if they do give you a business card, I guess one of the things that you need to be looking on that business card to see where they're located and if they are a legitimate company, correct? They have a license number on that card, correct?
Right. So the state of Florida requires for the transaction of business for people to have a active license number right there. So if I had one of their cards and I looked down, it was a license number, and I'm going to be polite to say, okay, let me give you a call back if we're interested. I think that's fair, right? Because that'll give me a chance to research. So how could I research? There's a lot of different ways to research companies. Of course, the Better Business Bureau is one of the best, because you could basically go on the Better Business Bureau website, plug in the company's name, and on there it'll give you some valuable information. In other words, if they're listed, okay. If they're not listed, you got to wonder why they're not listed. But if they're listed, how many complaints that they have? Now, not too long ago, we ran into a situation where we had a company that had 690 complaints. Now, that's almost impossible in my mind. How could that possibly happen? But as soon as you see something like that, man, the red flag goes up. Wait, there's a problem here, because, you know, if you had one or two complaints in a year, it would be a lot. But 690 is a no-go, so take the time to do that for sure. There's another entity called the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the DBPR. And you can go on that website, and you can pull up the license number, and it will tell you the location, it will tell you the qualifier, it will tell you how long they've been in business, and all those things. So those are two very good.
Is there a website that people can go to on that?
Yep, just go to DBPR, Department of Business Professional Regulation.
Okay.
And you got to scroll through. You got to look around a little bit. But if you look under license number, the license holder will come up. So if they're not willing to give you the business card or any information, that's kind of a red flag. We don't want to get people involved in that. The other thing that I would ask if interviewing somebody for something like that is, you know, how long have they been in business under their current business name? Now, the reason we're bringing that up is you could have John's Solar Company that could operate for 3 years and end up with a lot of complaints and change their name to Tom's Solar Company, and all of a sudden those complaints don't show up. So the question is, how long have you had your business under the current business name? That'll tell you. Because we're hearing a lot of things out there. If you, I've been in 10 years, I've been 15 years, I've been 20 years. Well, that may or may not be true. You absolutely do not want anyone to practice on your roof That is not okay. So we've been in business 48 years. We've had plenty of practice. We don't need to practice because we're getting pretty darn good at it, right, Gloria? Yeah,
absolutely. I think we've got it handled.
We've got about 26,000 customers that love us. So okay, but that's
Wouldn't want me on the roof. But.
Oh my God! I told you not to get on that roof. The other thing you want to look for is a copy of their business license, their liability, and workman's comp insurance. Okay, now why is that important? Well, if you don't have any liability and you don't have any workman's comp insurance and someone is on your roof and they fall off, that is an issue. That's an issue that could come back to you, and you do not want that. So just these are just preparatory concepts and ideas that will help you stay out of trouble. Now, at the end of this show, we're going to talk about helping people that have already been hurt through actions of others. We're going to talk to you about how we can help you there. But right now we're talking about how to prevent you from getting in that position, okay? We don't want to dissuade people from the concept of saving money and using the sun's free energy, because to me it's better than sliced bread. The sun comes up every morning. You can power your house with it. You can heat your pool with it. You can heat your water with it, okay? But you got to select the right dancing partner.
Right, right.
Did you ever go to a dance and select the wrong partner?
Yes.
I went to a dance once and they selected me, and that was the wrong partner. I can't dance. But, you know, it's all about due diligence. So that's what we're trying to help with here.
It's in any industry, really. If you're buying a car, for instance, and you go to just anybody and you don't know the quality of what they have to offer, I mean, they could certainly mislead you to believe that they are the best in town. That's why it's important to do a little bit of shopping before you jump on the bandwagon.
It's entirely why we go to Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We'll go get the commercial.
Yes.
But there is a business that is rock solid. It's been here for decades, and you know you're going to be treated right when you go there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, okay? So here's another question. How many solar installations have you completed in your area, in this particular area? And they say, oh, we have 7,000. I'll say, okay, let me see a list, right? You just want to make sure that they are working in our community and they're not gypsies coming from somewhere else, okay? And the way you do that is, once they give you a list of two or three or four different people, is you either pick up the phone and call them or drive on by. I know this sounds cumbersome, but really when you think about it, it really isn't. It's just about doing due diligence.
Yeah.
In other words, if you went out and you were looking for a home, it's unlikely you would go to one home and say, okay, I'll take it. You're going to look around because you want what's perfect for you, and that's what we're suggesting here. Okay, here's another one. Is the name on their agreement, if you get that far, is it the same as the used on the license? Now that's kind of an issue, right? So if you've got an agreement but the agreement doesn't have a license on it, don't sign it, okay? If it's got a license number on it, is that the same license number as being proposed initially? Okay, you got to tie all this stuff together, because if you don't, and if you're buying a product from some unknown entity and they decide to subcontract the work, you really don't know who's coming here. Does that make sense, Gloria?
Yeah. So they could potentially be using somebody else's license, and how does that affect the person whose license they're using?
Well, obviously, anybody that has a active and current license, legitimate company, does not want to have, they don't want to lose their license, okay? So you've got to tie the two of them together. I am a big advocate of dealing locally, and the reason for that is the money that you spend with that company stays in the community. So we've got 3, 4, 5 people in our company in SolarFit that live in Palm Coast, and all the money that they make as a function of our business is spent in Palm Coast. That means it circulates, it doesn't go out of town. So if we're dealing with a company, say, out of New Jersey, that money goes back to New Jersey. So I'm a big, I want to deal locally. You also want to deal with somebody that has customers that are happy, right? So if I ask Gloria, if I ask you for a name of 3 of your customers, you can do that pretty readily, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, it's not cumbersome to call the people or even drive by to see the quality of their work.
Right.
And boy, I tell you what, that would save a lot of headache, because if you go by there, you go, I don't like that. Well, you know, that's good. Take your time, folks. Don't feel like you'd be in a rush. Referrals are everything. If you're referred by a friend or neighbor, okay, that's already been through the process, it really kind of shortcuts a lot of it, because they, if you talk to them, they may have already researched the company that they're dealing with. They're happy with the results, everything like that, you know. This is a big one to me, the physical location. Okay, do they have a physical location? When you get a phone call or you get a knock on the door, how do we know where the folks are? How do we know if we have a situation where we need service? What do we do about it? So my suggestion is, if you find somebody and you like them, you know, take a little time, drive to their office, look at their showroom, look at their office, talk to the business owners or the management, see if you feel comfortable in that surroundings, because this is like a lifetime marriage. Who you select to work with you on your solar project, you have to have enough trust and confidence in them that they are going to take care of you. And that's where I think, and I think everyone that knows us in this area, that's where we really shine, because with 48 years experience and all the customers we've dealt with, we're accountable. That's the big word, accountable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, folks, we're up against the break right now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to protect yourself, and then we're going to go into what to do in the event that you have a product that isn't working the way you want. So just hold on. We'll be right back with you.
Hi folks, Bill Gallagher with SolarFit here. Have you ever thought about utilizing solar power for your home or business? Well, there's never been a better time to plug into the sun and stop renting electricity. How would you like to let your roof start paying you each month? Give us a call at 445-7606. That's 445-7606. Or visit us at SolarFit.com and set yourself free.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher.
Gloria Edson.
Well, I'm just going to figure out her name in just a minute here. Gloria, that's what happens when you talk during the break, right? But anyway, another thing that Gloria brought this up, and it's really, really important. You know, when you search solar in your Google bar, you're going to come up with a whole bunch of names. And you would think that the name that's at the very top of the list would be, that's the best. Well, that's not really how it works. It actually works on a pay-to-play. So you pay a certain amount of money to get your name to the very top of the list. Well, you may have a local company that could be 10 down the list, and you may not even consider them. My suggestion is consider them. Look up and down the list. Don't go on the very first one necessarily. Not to say that they couldn't be great. I'm not saying that at all. But, I mean, it's a little bit skewed when you can actually buy a placement on the list. Just do the due diligence. Did that cover what you wanted?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's just important that if you are doing your due diligence, that not only are you looking at that, but their location. You know, you can go to their website and see where they're located, that type of thing, before you even make any phone call. So
yeah, that's good too.
Yeah,
nothing's going to beat visiting their facility. We had a fellow stop in one day, and he was considering our product. He was considering another product. And, you know, when you stop by here, you'll find that there's nothing but cordial people that love to have you stop by. You become their friend, but they're not going to pressure you. So he left, decided to go to Orlando to talk to this other company. Well, when he went over to Orlando and he went to the physical address, he couldn't find it. But then he found it was on the second floor, and it was like a little rented office space. And when he opened up the door, he went in, there was two kids playing ping pong. I say kids, 20 years old. And he goes, where's such and such a business? And they go, this is it. Well, what are you guys doing? Oh, we make the phone calls, but we're on break right now. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So this company, right, that is based out of the state, has an office in Orlando to make phone calls to set appointments. They're sending another person in to sell it, but there's nothing local about that. There is nothing local about that. So if you ever need service, do you go to Orlando and you go and help these guys play ping pong and talk them into coming to your house? No, I don't think so.
I don't think I'd want them on my roof.
Yeah, we're not going to discourage anyone from doing solar. We just want to help you, you know, make the right decision. Another thing that's really, really important is, do they service the systems after the sale, right? If you have an issue, and it could be a monitoring issue, in other words, the system could be working perfectly, but your monitoring isn't working, but you go to call the company and there's no one there to assist you, that's an issue. If you have the ability to call our office or drive by there, you're going to find somebody that's going to help you. Okay, that's important. So we want to have companies that have full-time installation people, not subcontractors, right? Because the full-time installation people are they're pretty accountable, right? They're right there every day. This is what they do. We have people who've been with us. Well, Gloria has been with us, what, 28 years?
Yeah.
You know, Scott, over 20. Jeff, 18. I mean, we're talking about decades of experience there to help you. So I don't want this to be a commercial about us, folks. I just want you to know that we are here, you know. So if you have a situation, we'll take care of it. We talked about getting a list of customers in the area, drive by and seeing them. Here's another one. Read the agreements completely. So our agreement is one page front only. There's no back to it. And it's just as simple. This is what we're going to do. This is how you're going to pay us. This is how we're going to be lifetime partners. Done. Okay. Some of the companies out there that have these digital formats, I mean, there's 17 or 18 pages of these contracts. Read them. Read every one of them, because whatever you sign is that's, you've agreed to do that. So it's going to be a little bit of time, but take the time to read them for sure. That's important. If you're financing a project, you need to know who the lender is. Now, who's going to lend you? If you think that the solar company is doing the financing, that may not be accurate. Just say, okay, who's the lender on this? Is it a reputable name? You can research them as well. You have to know exactly what you're getting. So what we're seeing out there is people are approaching customers and say, okay, we're going to do this. It's going to offset your utility bill. And they go, great, but they don't know how many solar modules they're getting. They don't know what type of inverter they're getting. They don't know what type of racking they're getting. They don't know the system size. They're kind of left in the dark. So these are all things that we can help guide you through. So here's, you know, kind of getting into what's really important. Okay, also you'll see there's lease programs out there. So if you don't want to own the system, you can lease it. Our personal belief is if you own your house, you should own your system. If you're leasing your house, you should lease your system, something like that, because you want to own it, right? You want to own it for ease of transfer. So we're talking about kind of red flags. Okay, let's suppose that a vehicle shows up at your house. Installation vehicle. You've already bought the system. An installation vehicle shows up at your house without any identification or license number on that. That is actually against the law in Florida. You have to identify the name of your company. You have to have the number on there. So if you see something like that, or if you see a neighbor having something like that, that's like, okay, wait a minute. Something's kind of funny here, because we're actually seeing vendors drop off solar modules at people's homes and then another person coming in to do the installation, and that we just don't feel that is in the long-term best interest of our customers. So, okay, let's suppose for the sake of it that you're listening in today and you're in our service area, or even if you're not, because we service the Florida Solar Energy Industry Association, kind of oversees the state of Florida when it comes to ethics and stuff like that, and I'm the chairman for that. Even if you're not, if you're listening someplace in the state of Florida and you are not happy with the results of your solar system, you can contact us, and we will make every effort we can to make it right. Try to find someone in your area to help solve your problems. Here in Volusia, Flagler, St. John's, Putnam, Duval, the areas that we service, if you think your system is installed incorrectly and it's not working, if you will call us, the number is 386-445-7606. If you will call us, we will do what we can to make it right. We want the industry to prosper, and the only way that can happen is if everyone is made happy with their products. So we have gone through quite a bit of stuff, and I know you may still have a few questions out there, but we're here for you. You can find a lot by calling your local building department. That's the kind of interesting. I don't think really that they're, you know, instructed to give advice when it comes to selecting contractors. But I know from time to time people will say, you might want to avoid that, and not using any names or anything like that. But, you know, they would be a good local reference, because you see the number of permits that people are pulling and the kind of jobs they're doing. The other thing I would think when I'm selecting a company is, do they background check their employees, right? So if you were going to come to work for SolarFit, you would have to pass a very rigid background check. And that's because our customers are working our employees are working in our customers' homes, and we want to make sure that they're not endangered anyway. I think another thing I would consider, Gloria, tell me how you feel about this, but I would look for companies that do not just solar electric, but solar thermal and solar storage. And the reason I'm saying that is, you know, obviously we're a full service company, but let's suppose that you buy a solar system from XYZ company, but that company doesn't do solar storage. Now you've got to go find another solar company that does it. So just, you know, find out if this, if it's really a true, you know, solar contractor that does every type of solar application. I think you'd be well served that way. Gloria, I've done a lot of talking now. I'm going to open it up to you.
You have. I'm just going to go back to that door knocking thing because in my mind, I hear a lot of people that allow people, the door knockers, into their home. And it kind of surprises me because, first of all, I don't let strangers in my home unless I've met them and, you know, someplace and have been introduced to them or, you know, referred to them. And even in any industry, you bring someone into your home, you're trusting them. And it can be pretty scary to have somebody in your home. I just am not a person that wants somebody in my home. So it kind of surprises me that a lot of those folks out there will let people in their home and then go through this whole process and trust them enough to purchase from them. That, to me, is shocking.
You know, if you go back to when we were growing up, a majority of sales were done door-to-door, everything from pots and pans to encyclopedias. Right. I remember my mom and dad buying a set of encyclopedias. I wish I still had them. They'd probably be worth some money now. But so there's nothing inherently wrong with that, but times have changed from that day when somebody was just walking down the street and you welcomed them to their home. Now it's a little different. That's why I would really suggest, say, look, if you give me your business card, I'll think about it. But if they won't give you a business card, that is like a big red flag.
Yeah.
Right? That's just, you got to have identification. And I know Palm Coast has made some really, really strong moves, which we absolutely endorse, to make sure these people are licensed and even fingerprinted and background checked and whatever, they're out there doing the solicitation. Because I think what's happening, and we're seeing it more and more, Gloria, is people are coming from all over the country, and they're hiring solicitors, and they drop them off in communities, maybe six or eight at a time, and they just canvass the community. And it's just, after a while, the saturation becomes, this is ridiculous, what's going on? If we get anything out of this interview that we're doing today, I want folks to know that solar is good, you know.
Yeah.
In certain conditions, okay, it will not work if you're underneath trees. It will not work at night, okay? But it will, if it's done correctly, save you money and will be a good investment. Just be very, very careful, and you know, don't just poo-poo solar out of hand because you hear that the neighbors are unhappy because someone knocked on their door. We invite you to contact us. You know, Gloria's out there every day talking to people, as we have other sales folks too, but they're not going to pressure you into any kind of decision. They're going to lay out the facts for you and let you make, you know, the choice that's right for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So here's the question that comes up. Everyone says, well, how much does it cost? So here's the only answer that I can come up with, because every house is different. We have solar systems for every family and every budget. And some folks were in here yesterday, Gloria, you heard me say this, that we can't initially ask, like a realtor might ask you, what's your budget? Okay, we can't do that because people will think we're trying to adjust our price to the budget. But we want them to know that they're going to select what's right for them. So there is no price too high or too low. They're going to pick the price. So, folks, please feel free to call us. And if you're out there and you listen to this message, I really would appreciate you let us know if you had a bad experience so that we can make it a good experience for you.
Yeah, we can do. We can also help them research companies as well. So thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Gloria. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
You'll see her shortly, I'm sure. All right, folks, we're going to sign off for today. I hope that's helpful. Again, the number here is 386-445-7606. Give us a call. My name is Bill. We want to help you if we can. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.